Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tight end Mason Taylor in motion. Here's Tyrod to throw it on first down, and he's going to be sacked. James Pierce Jr. rings the bell again. And Taylor goes down back at the 5-yard line.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We have been talking about that Falcons game all morning long. Dylan is behind the glass. He is taking your calls right now, 404-726-0929. Not about the Falcons, but we want to give away some Guns N' Roses tickets. They are coming to Truist Park September 19th. These tickets don't even go on sale until Friday at Ticketmaster.com. So go ahead and secure your pair right now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
I don't remember James Pierce having that spin move in the repertoire. I don't remember seeing that. Maybe I just misremembered, but that was a spin move he put on Mimbu.
Yeah.
And it was really, really well executed.
I was curious to see how our pass rush would line up on their offensive line. Their offensive line, I mentioned in the pregame show yesterday, kind of a rough start to the year, especially when you look statistically, because Justin Fields kind of would run into it a little bit. But they have played really good about the last month. And
yeah.
They're the only team in the NFL that started all five guys every game this season. And they looked that way. They're a good young offensive line, really building something on that offensive front for the Jets.
Yeah, their offensive line, I thought, played good. Maybe we just played really bad.
I want to tell you guys about this couple I met at Mazzy's yesterday. I did a watch party for the Falcons yesterday at Mazzy's, and they are decked out head to toe in Falcons gear, like jersey, hat. And the wife had jersey, and I think her bandana was even Falcons. And I was talking to her. They were saying they love the show, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, we gave up on the Falcons. I was like, it looks like it.
Yes.
Because they're like, well, they won us back last week with the Saints game.
Okay.
They're like, but we did cancel our trip to Germany, and then we're not going to go away this year to go see a game, which we do every single season. And so I've been thinking about this since I met them and had this conversation with them. It almost feels like being a Falcons fan is like being in a situationship with someone, where you get that text and they've got you back.
Yeah.
You know?
Just that comforting feeling when they do win.
Yes.
Yeah, when they do. It's like when the ex does something nice and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, they are a good person.
We can have drinks.
Yeah, we can hang out.
We can have drinks. And maybe we'll try to be friends.
Right.
But I promise myself I won't dive back in, you know, and go head over heels all over again and put all my eggs in one basket. And then you do. And then they bring you back in. And they hurt you again.
Well, and this gentleman actually won tickets to the Falcons Seahawks game this week.
Okay, there you go.
I'm curious if he's going to be decked out in full Falcons gear again since they broke
his
heart again yesterday.
Of course he will.
He's got it.
I hope so. Yeah. I do the same thing. I mean, I think we're all in the same boat here.
Yeah.
Right? It stinks. And, you know, we keep hoping that person turns out to be the person we want them to be all along.
Yeah.
But they just keep letting you down. You
right.
know what I mean? And you have to make that decision week in and week out. And it's tough, man. It really is. I there's so many different kind of metaphors to compare this team, this franchise to. And in the end, it's just not good.
It's just not good. Some things you just can't quit. It's We had this. We didn't have live TV on the plane, which is, you know, really, really kind of sucks.
How dare they?
Well, yeah, it does. Well, yeah, how dare they when we're traveling on the Saturday and it's rivalry weekend?
The Falcons are probably paying $500,000 for that flight, so yeah, that'd be an issue.
And so I've got the iPad going, and so my row's watching the iPad, and Arch got frustrated with me because at 4:30, you know what I did? I turned off. I was floating between Vandy, Tennessee, and LSU, Oklahoma, and I turned both those off. Put on Florida, Florida State.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
It worked out for me. It's the only thing that worked out this weekend.
Yeah. I would have been upset if I was Arch as well.
Oh, well, then you know what? Y'all should get your own iPad and play it. That's what I said. I was like, I hate to break it to you, but it's not my fault. Mine's the only one that works.
This is your problem.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and tell you something, if it was an Eagles game, you sure as hell would have been watching it, and you wouldn't have cared what the rest of us wanted to watch. So,
just a stray out of nowhere.
I know.
Stray out of nowhere.
Which reminds me, there was also an Eagles fan at the watch party yesterday, and I was like, oh, so like you're cool with Dylan. He was like, absolutely. You know, we're 8-4, but we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. And I'm like,
man,
I would love to be saying that.
Their fan base is annoying the hell out of me right now because no fan base runs their mouth more than the Eagles fans when they're winning. And then when they lose, they lose. They've lost. They're 8-4. They're 8-4, and they're coming off a Super Bowl title.
Yeah.
They've won two Super Bowls since 2017. They've been in three. And they are fire everybody, clean house. I'm hearing it. I'm seeing it. And I'm like, you guys need to grow the blank up. Like, seriously, grow up. You're not – it's not an entitlement. It's a sports team. Yeah. Other teams compete. This, you know who else is doing it? Chiefs fans. I saw more bad-mouthing of Andy Reid this weekend, and I'm sitting here just thinking, you guys are a bunch of spoiled-ass little brats. You never you've never had – the Chiefs have been a mid franchise since their Super Bowl title in, what, 1970? I don't know. It was Super Bowl IV, I think, or whatever, maybe. Maybe I don't even know if they won. I thought they won it. Anyways, not the point. They've been a mid franchise, and Andy Reid has won what, three Super Bowls? They've been to five, and they're trashing Andy Reid. Like, there's some fan
bases.
He'll have
a statue there, dude. Andy Reid will have a statue.
Outside
Arrowhead.
There's a really good chance he goes down as the greatest NFL head coach of all time.
Yeah.
He's literally starting to compete with Belichick now for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's crazy.
So, I mean, I just that's what bothers me. And I'm not done. Florida's fan base needs a reality check, too.
And another thing.
I was literally just thinking to myself, we could probably call this show, That's What Bothers Me. You know what I mean? At times, I'm like, yep.
Look, I get wanting a guy, right, and everything. But the... there was some one of these internet guys who covers Florida put out like a list when they fired Napier, and it was like all these. Dan Lanning was on it.
John Gruden.
They're just some of the guys were at such like Sark was on it, and I'm like, why would they leave their current jobs to go to Florida? Why? They're going to college football playoffs. They're not going to leave to go to Florida.
Always a harsh reality.
So somebody goes, oh, we missed on all 10. Fire Scott Strickland. Well, those guys weren't ever leaving to come there. Like, yeah. I'm a fan, too, and I get it. It's like the Georgia fans attacking a Georgia Tech mom on Twitter, a mom of a player, and saying, well, your son's a loser because he played at Tech. Like, grow up. You're one of the best college football programs around. You don't need to be attacking Tech parents of players. Like, it's so unbecoming of what you should be as a fan base. But anyways, I digress. All right, speaking of people who really misstepped with their words, don't know the full story here, but Shelby Harris lost his mind after the game. He's a Browns player, by the way.
Ding.
And he had some words for Juwan Jennings to set it up. Malik Collins got hurt yesterday and had to be carted off. And apparently something happened while he was being tended to and getting carted off between Jennings and Collins, who is literally being carted off the field. Shelby Harris gave his side of it.
He's a whole, and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the nuts, because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but like, I don't respect it, because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft shit, and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched in the nuts. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Miles Garrett.
He didn't mince words there, did he?
Miles Garrett elaborated a little bit in his presser, because apparently Miles Garrett does a presser after the game, just like a quarterback would, which is fine with me. He's the highest paid player on the team. I have no issues with it.
Maybe even the NFL. No.
He said he had a lot to say that was demeaning and disparaging towards some of our players. Some guys roll like that. I don't feel like that belongs in the game. 100% agree with what Miles Garrett said. It's coming from a guy who swung a helmet at another man when his helmet, he swung the player's helmet at him when he had ripped it off his head. Which he did to, was it Mason Rudolph, I think?
Yeah, it was.
Ironically enough.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Juwan Jennings said or didn't say. I had his back last week when he went after, who's the DB he went after?
Oh, the guy, Morig.
Yes, Trayvon Morig.
Trayvon Morig, yeah.
No longer.
Yeah,
I don't know what he said, but you should never talk. A guy gets hurt, just have some respect.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this reminds me of the Ndamukong Suh game for us when we played at Detroit. If you remember that, Ndamukong Suh was trash-talking Matt. Matt got his foot stepped on by Will Svitek at the time, I believe. And, boy, Todd McClure, who you've met, Todd, he is the salt of the earth. He was beside himself after the game as Ndamukong Suh was trash-talking Matt while the trainers were out on the field. And he made it known afterwards. This sounds a lot like that. Now, you know, Todd wasn't going to come out and say some of the names that that Shelby Harris used, but the sentiment was the same. So really interesting there.
And Donovan,
he's a whole
okay.
Just want that known.
I think my favorite part about that whole thing is not the he's a that. It's about I see why he got punched in the, you know, the jewels thing. That's just hilarious. Like the follow up of that. I give Shelby Harris and Miles Garrett credit though. There's a way to have your teammates back. And look, punching him would have been, and going after him, I would have understood too. But they did it in a way that doesn't hurt their team. And I respect that. Now, they're the Browns, so maybe they should have just went ahead and did it, because I don't like they got anything to play for. But
the range on this show is amazing. I mean, earlier we were talking about Elf on the Shelf. And yeah. Here we are, talking about name-calling.
We're just trying to do our best.
Punching down south.
We're just trying to do our best, Allie.
I want to say congrats to Andrew from Peachtree City. He won the Guns and Roses tickets. We're going to have more tomorrow, same hour, 8 o'clock. That's going to do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself. Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
don't be a blank like Shelby Harris called Juwan Jennings.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.